This podcast discusses topics involving human death. Listener discretion is advised. My name is Ivy, and welcome to the Taphophile Diaries. A taphophile, also sometimes called a tombstone tourist, is defined as an individual who has a passion for and enjoyment of cemeteries, epitaphs, gravestone rubbing, photography, art, and history of deaths. So, if this sounds like you, you might just be a taphophile. Episode 5, Birth of the Modern Funeral Home. Let's talk about funeral homes in America, because the topic of this episode is the location of what is regarded by many as the birth of the American funeral home, which today is the site of Kell's Irish Restaurant and Pub in Seattle, Washington. This building used to be the Butterworth and Sons Mortuary, which was constructed in 1903, and it was the first purpose-built mortuary in America. And it was much needed because in the early 1900s, there was a big uptick in deaths when a diphtheria epidemic broke out, which is a very often deadly bacterial infection. Consumption, also known as tuberculosis, was somewhat common alongside various flus and deaths relating to a spike in general violence. So think crime-related deaths, sometimes involving local mobs. Deaths relating to mining were also common in the Seattle area, and with so much death going on in the early 1900s, deceased human bodies were almost, in a sense, just littering some of the streets. That may sound a bit dramatic, but it got to the point where the city began to pay $50 per body that undertakers would remove from the street. Today, adjusted for inflation, that's about $1,500 per body. So the opening of the Butterworth & Sons Mortuary helped clean up the streets a lot. Now, here's a little macabre fun fact. Edgar Ray Butterworth was believed to have been the one to coin the professional term mortuary and mortician, because the common term at the time was undertaker, and it had some negative associations with very common unethical practices that some undertakers took part in, like not properly burying bodies and finding ways to cut corners and save money. And Butterworth and Sons wanted to separate themselves from that. Words like mortuary and mortician come from Middle English, which stemmed from the Latin mortuarius, meaning pertaining to the dead, and mortis, meaning dead or to die. But these terms hadn't really been used to describe this profession until Edgar came along and did so. And so, this location, Butterworth and Sons, was essentially the birthplace of modern funeral homes and services as we know them today in the U.S., because in its original configuration, it was 3 stories tall and had the West Coast's first elevator that was used to transport bodies. Each floor of the mortuary contained an array of services ranging from offices for employees to a showroom for coffins and caskets, a separate room for children's caskets, furnaces for cremation, they also had a room for burial garments, and of course, there was a morgue, embalming room, and even a chapel and separate choir balcony and stables for horses and hearses, among many other services, all in one place. And what I can tell in my research and what I learned while in Seattle a couple years ago and taking a tour on the subject, this was the first of its kind. Because prior to this, there were typically multiple businesses or people you would have to go through. Someone to retrieve your loved one's dead body. If they needed burial garments, you'd probably have to go somewhere else. You also had to go seek a casket or coffin from someone who makes them. If you were religious and had the funds, maybe you'd want to hire a priest or a choir for the funeral service. You get the picture. But here at Butterworth & Sons, they had essentially everything you needed from the time of death to the time of burial for your loved one, all in one place. today, the level of Butterworth & Sons that was believed to be the morgue is now Kell's Irish Restaurant and Pub. And as an added bonus for this episode, it is believed by many to be haunted. The owners of Kell's actually own the entire building, although they aren't using all of it. And I was told that the reason they got the entire building is maybe because of the Butterworth curse. Because all other businesses seem to fail and close quickly that moved into that building, that is, until Kell's opened up, which continues to thrive to this day. Why would there be a curse, though? Well, there was a rumored problematic side to Butterworth & Sons, because some believe that it was home to foul play and corruption. There was speculation that they were not licensed to run such a business, and that although they had a pleasant front, they were secretly stockpiling dead bodies and then selling them back to the city while that operation was going on, essentially taking advantage of the diphtheria outbreak and the many deaths occurring for profit. But this is purely speculation. I could not find any real evidence of this. And their business did thrive. In the 1920s, Butterworth & Sons moved to a larger location, and they continued to operate until 1998 when the family sold the business. But back to the hauntings here. One of the more famous resident spirits there is that of a young girl about 8 years old. Some say she has blonde hair, some say it's a little more red. And she typically shows up when traditional Irish music is being played, and she appears in the main room or on the staircase inside. There is another spirit known as Sammy who will allegedly appear in a mirror on the back wall. So what will happen is, if you look into this mirror, you'll see a man's face right behind you. But when you turn around, no one is there. And, supposedly, if you look back in the mirror again, he will appear again, this time smiling at you. There is also a small, ornate whiskey bar in the back corner of the restaurant, and candles around that bar will supposedly light on their own. Other general paranormal activity here includes glasses breaking on their own, silverware that will levitate, and disembodied women's voices that can be heard at times. People also often photograph orbs here, but that's typically just dust, illuminated by the camera's flash. The famous paranormal show Ghost Adventures did visit this location in season 4, and in this episode, they did receive multiple supposed EVPs, which stands for electronic voice phenomena, i.e. capturing spirit voices on recordings. And supposedly, they captured spirits stating phrases such as, "Get off that thing," "Look for my child," "Get me out of here," "They have a bomb that'll hurt you," "Get us, Hazard," "Do something quicker," and "Stop it." So many potential EVPs, emphasis on potential because this is a ghost hunting TV show. They also heard disembodied yelling, scratching, shuffling, and footstep sounds. And in one of the photos they took, you can see what they believe looked like a disfigured apparition on the top of the staircase. I'm not sure how I feel about the photo. It's a weird, blurry photo with a dark blob that they highlighted around, but I'll let you listeners determine how you feel about that photo if you give it a Google or go watch that episode for yourself, and let me know what you think of it. In all, if you find yourself in Seattle and have an interest in the funerary business and history of it, or an interest in the paranormal, or maybe you just want to go grab a nice drink, Kell's is sure to satisfy any or all of these needs. And that, my fellow Taffophiles, concludes episode 5 of the Taffophile Diaries. My sources I used for this episode are all linked in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this location. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Taffophile Diaries for photos and updates on future episodes, and you can even suggest future episode topics. I'm also on Facebook on The Taffophile Diaries Facebook page, where I mostly post cemetery memes and other nonsense. It's a lot of fun. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a rating or review. That is the best and easiest way to support your favorite podcasts. I've also got a website and blog to go along with the podcast, so you can keep enjoying more content in between episodes at thetafafilediaries.com. And don't forget to join me next time for episode 6 of the Tafafile Diaries. I'll even give a little spoiler because I'm very excited about it. I recently took a trip to New Orleans and got a lot of inspiration for this podcast. So I'll be talking about the famous story of the Casket Girls. So stay tuned for that. This podcast is produced, researched, and edited by me, Ivy Boyd. Music is by Dimitri Terrace from Pixabay.